glorious nation under God. We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never, ever back down. And we will never, ever, ever, ever surrender.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 6 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local. And Steve Novotny, 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here. Steve actually sent a text. He is listening to this show. He is very impressed with you, April, I must say. And he said, IGNITE is an acronym. It stands for Identify, Gather, Network, Inform, Teach, Equip.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
Taking care of me.
All right, that's enough. All right, so our assistant director for IGNITE Hope is here, April Brock, a live exclusive interview. And you're from St. Clairsville? You live in St. C?
I live in St. Clairsville.
Great. Yep. And you work at the Eye Care Center in Wheeling.
Yes.
And my sources tell me that that is a very popular place, that everybody in the valley goes there. And if they can't go there, they have to go to Boscom's.
Yeah. All right. Right. That's right.
Okay.
It's us or nothing.
There you go. So the big event, Saturday evening, it's at the White Palace. January 18th. Ticket $60, but on this Saturday, it'll be $50. And it's all for a worthy cause to raise money for helping to stop human trafficking. It's primarily children and sex.
Yeah.
I mean, it is. I can't wrap my mind around this. These monsters on Epstein Island who get on the Lolita Express to go there to, I have a hard time understanding it. Look, I'm a guy, okay, and I'm attracted to women and all that, but not kids. Right. The thought of it just makes me just want to wash or something. I can't understand why it's so popular with some of these pervs.
And the target age is 12 to 14.
What the hell?
12 to 14 years old.
What the hell's going on with these guys?
Yeah. And it's women. It's men. It's women. It's not just men taking advantage of these children.
Oh, yes. School teachers. That's the other thing that's so bizarre. And, you know, have you noticed how many, not all of them, but how many of these school teachers look great? I mean, it's like, wait a minute, you're a really good-looking school teacher, and you're attracted to the underage boys?
Yeah.
You could have any guy in the world. What is wrong with you?
Yeah.
It's so bizarre. So what else do you have here for us? You brought some other stuff as well.
Okay.
What is this?
So, yeah, I brought you a flyer for our event.
Yes.
Can
we hold it up to the Facebook Live? Yeah. There's the flyer.
So IGNITE Hope charity event. There's our flyer.
Okay.
And then I wanted to give you this. We had the honor last year of meeting with the Human Trafficking Task Force in West Virginia. They have a great program. Those women that are leading down there look like they're about 12 years old, but they're not. They're grown women who have taken on this initiative for Homeland Security, and some of the smartest women you've ever met, very well put together. But so they have a great educational program.
Yeah.
There's some phone numbers on the back of here if you want to get some education or some resources, but it just gives you some tips, things to look for, you know. Okay.
Do you have it posted on the IGNITE Hope page?
Posted on the IGNITE Hope page, so I brought that for you.
Thank you.
And also, this is just a poster if you have anywhere to... Oh, look, Stacy put another one in there. She's
that's
so
Stacy,
efficient.
Yes.
So look beneath the surface. It's just a poster to make people aware. If you have anywhere, you can stick that so people... And it has the human trafficking phone number on there.
Excellent.
So
great.
Someone who's trafficked.
Good.
So that's all for you.
Good. Well, thank you very much for that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Now, we have an awful lot of people who are listening to this on these great radio stations and also watching the Facebook live stream of this. By the way, I love your black leather jacket. I'm into leather. I love leather, really. Although it's very hard to keep clean and maintain. Is there a local place here that does that? Do you know?
No, you know what? I do my own. You can buy leather kits. You can buy leather cleaning kits.
How much would you charge to do mine?
I don't want to do yours.
Oh. It's not that bad. But come
on,
April.
You can buy your own.
No, I'd rather have you do it. I'd rather have you do it. Anyway, so if people want to be involved in this, it's all volunteer, right?
The it
whole
is,
volunteer.
Yes.
All right. What do they do and to get in touch with you to volunteer to help fight human trafficking, make people aware of human trafficking, being done to these kids? I can't wrap my mind around this. Why would you do this to children? What do they do?
Super easy. Go to ignitehopeohiovalley.com. Mm-hmm. There's links on there if you want to host a class, an education class that will tell you what to look for, some signs, how to contact people. You can click a link to host a class if you want to host a self-defense class. Absolutely free. Get your girlfriends together. Host a self-defense class.
When you say host, you mean just provide a...
So invite your girlfriends over.
Yeah.
And the Sexual Assault Help Center or somebody will come and train you and your friends in self-defense.
What do you look for? You mentioned something about looking for clues. What do you look for?
So in this area, one of the biggest clues, one of the biggest things in this area is couch surfing. You know, if you're a teacher or if you work in a setting with younger people and you notice all of a sudden someone's left their home, they're staying on different couches, it's often used as a tool. Like, yeah, you can stay here. I'm going to give you a place to live. And in exchange, you're going to do that. So kind of be aware of that. But beyond that.
Wait a minute. Wait. Slow down here.
Yeah.
So if a child says, I'm not living at home anymore, I'm now living somewhere else. I'm sleeping on a couch.
I just stay with friends. I just stay wherever.
Okay, and that's typically a red, or could be, a red flag.
A red flag.
That, yeah, you get to stay and sleep on someone's couch, but you're going to have to be doing grossly sexual whatever stuff in order to stay. Why do they leave the home?
Well, for... lots of reasons. I mean, it could be just conflict in the home. One of, and not all families, of course, not every situation is this, but actually groomers use that. And so, oh, your mom doesn't understand you. Oh, your mom doesn't, you know. And so if there's conflict in the home, if there's, you know, poverty brings it in because mom and dad are working all the time. And so if the kid's home alone a lot, or if there's conflict between the teenager, which if you've raised teenagers, there is conflict.
But they leave the home.
A groomer will use that, yes.
A groomer being a pedophile.
Yes, will use that to convince a child to leave their home. You can stay at my place. You can stay with me. And that's always kind and charitable and a gift at first. And then pretty soon there's a price for it. And so that's a lot in this area. Drug addiction in this area is so high. And so that's used as a tool if you want your next fix.
Give me your child.
Here's what you're going to do. You know,
if the child is on drugs? Or are you saying if the parent
the
is
child,
on drugs?
The
parent is on drugs. The parent says, you can have my daughter if I get the drugs. A trade-off.
Yes, it's a trade-off.
Jesus Christ.
I years ago mentored in a different organization that I was working with, and one of the women that I mentored, her dad was an alcoholic and a drug addict, and at 13 years old, her mom had left the house, left her mom and dad, left her because she was afraid. There was a lot of violence in the home, and at 13 years old was the first time that she was forced to have sex so that her dad could get a fix.
Oh, my God. God, whatever happened to her?
Actually, she's doing great now.
Really?
She's married, has children. She's been through lots of therapy. She has a great job. She's involved in her local church. She's doing great.
What about the dad?
He passed away several years ago. He's gone.
Jeez.
Yeah.
You hear these stories, and if you don't have a profound sense of gratitude for everything that you do have in life on a daily basis, I mean, you just...
Absolutely.
One of the things that I do in interviewing people, listening to their stories and reading all this stuff, especially in England, what's going on right now, I mean, honestly, it is beyond horrific. And I just, every day I think to myself, I cannot believe how lucky I am. I cannot believe the profound sense of gratitude that I have for everything in my life. And it's not like because, you know, I'm won the Powerball or anything like that, but just no one's hurt me. You know, yeah. I'm safe. I, you know, have a normal life. Just basic stuff.
Yeah.
Where so many of these kids, they have no chance.
Right.
They have no chance whatsoever. It's unbelievable. Jeez. So last year, how much money did you raise and how much do you think you could raise this year?
So last year, we sponsored two organizations. We gave $7,000 apiece to each organization.
You raised $14,000?
We raised $14,000 last year.
Holy cow. Yeah. That's great. So this event here on January 18th, second annual Ignite Hope charity event at the White Palace. How much money do you think you might be able to raise? If everything goes right, what are we looking at?
We hope to surpass that this year. We hope to blow that out of the water this year. Our event, we are almost fully funded and fully sponsored. So it cost us, and last year we were fortunate enough also, it cost us nothing to have this event.
Really?
We've had organizations in the area. We've had private people make private donations. Wheeling Park just charged us their cost to use their facility. We've been so blessed. And so 100% of ticket sales will go to the organization.
That's great. Who are some of the sponsors? You want to give a shout out to the sponsors?
Absolutely. Westlake Chemical.
What is it?
Westlake Chemical used to be PPG. Most people in the area know it as that.
Oh, yeah.
They were a huge sponsor for us.
Tell them they need to start advertising on my show so more people know the name.
That absolutely.
Because I didn't know.
Yeah.
I literally did not know that.
I'll let them know. I'll let them know.
Yeah.
So they're a great sponsor. Wheeling Linen has sponsored and donated for us.
Wheeling Linen? What is that?
Wheeling Linen. So they provide for parties and stuff. They provide linens, tablecloths and napkins. If you're having a wedding, call Wheeling Linen. Or, you know, a family gathering, they provide.
I had no idea. Well, who else? What other sponsors?
So Elgin McArdle. She's a big.
Great, yes.
We love her.
Yes.
She's been a great supporter of everything that we've done. Some other sponsors, there are several. Sonotone Hearing made a donation. I'm going today to pick that up. The Eye Care Center of Wheeling.
Well, of course.
Donated.
Yes, yep. Of course.
So just several people in the area have been really good.
Excellent.
Catholic Charities.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Well, April Brock, I could listen to you all morning long, but we've got to get going here. The show's going to be wrapping up. Assistant Director of Ignite Hope. I always give my guests the last word. You got about 1 minute to say pretty much anything you want. You get the last word. So, ladies and gentlemen, Assistant Director of Ignite Hope, April Brock, my microphone is yours.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on, Dimitri. And if there's one thing that I could say, it's super easy. Go to IgniteHopeOhioValley.com. You can click a button to volunteer there. You can click a button to host a class, educate yourself. You can click a button to buy tickets to our event. This Saturday, $50 instead of $60. That's a steal for a date night.
That is great. Is there a phone number or anything like that, or just Facebook? Or
Facebook. You can go to Ignite Hope or IgniteHopeOhioValley.com.
Excellent. Well, talk with Stacy Gilson whenever she comes back from her little junket or whatever in Texas, and maybe we'll get you back on with her and this Rocco guy.
Absolutely.
And we could have some fun with that as well. And anything else you need to help with Ignite Hope, I'd be more than happy to do that. Just ask. Here I am, happy to do that. The
Thank
work
you.
That you all do is amazing. Do look into that stuff, what's going on in the UK right now. It is beyond horrific. Honestly, it's beyond horrific. All right, folks, make sure you download the River Network app and click River Talk on the Facebook live stream. Make sure you share this everywhere. Let the world know. Dimitri, live and dangerously local.
To the flag of the United States of America.
Whose
and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.